Start your day the right way with The Big Show on 3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze from thebigsmoke.com.au. Hello, Alex Chelios.
It's so good to have you back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I've missed you.
I missed you too. I'm glad that you're okay.
Yeah, I'm A-OK, 95% and 100% real soon. Won't take much longer to get rid of that last little clot.
Yeah.
And it'll be all fine. But fine and dandy, and just so happy to be back at work.
Imagine.
I love work. I really do. Gets me out of the house and away from the kids.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Hey, Alex, we've got plenty to talk about today, including tumours. As a matter of fact, let's start there. I'm not going to talk about blood clot tumours, but brain tumours. And doctors who say they may be able to diagnose brain tumours with a simple urine sample.
Yeah, so currently one of the issues that we have with tumours is they often remain undetected until there's more tangible neurological conditions that become prevalent. So this is a problem because essentially you're not able to pick up on things early unless you go and get the necessary scans, which are often very expensive for people. And also not often advised by the doctor until they see something really, really that's a problem. But a group of researchers have actually created a device that's covered in zinc nanowires that can pick up on our microRNAs, which give off cancerous cells that travel through our bloodstream. So over time, essentially, the urine can be collected easily. It doesn't put a burden on the human body, and you can tell from the urine sample early detection and you know, the detection of the tumours.
Well, I mean, from a urine sample, we can detect whether we've taken drugs or not. So why not being able to diagnose brain tumours?
Yeah, but I mean, in the past, it's been about how you then use that sample. And so in this case, the reason why it's so unique is because of the zinc oxide nanowires that they created. It was that device that allows them to pick up from a tumour perspective anything that's associated with neurological conditions.
Yeah, the scientific medical world is such an amazing world. And speaking of which, scientists Alex Chelios have found a way to turn plastic water bottles into, wait for it, vanilla flavouring that you could be popping on top of your ice cream.
Yeah, this is really cool. So this comes from two researchers in Scotland, actually, who created genetically engineered bacteria that convert the acid from plastic waste into vanillin, which is where the vanilla essence supply comes from. So by synthetically being able to produce this, we can actually, A, decrease the amount of plastic that we have, but also, B, meet the needs for vanilla flavouring, which is constantly increasing over time. So they're hoping that improving the bacteria to be able to convert more of this acid into the vanilla essence, it becomes a sustainable way of producing vanilla essence for people to consume.
Sounds a bit boring, though. Vanilla flavouring on vanilla ice cream. Can't they do Blue Heaven or chocolate or strawberry?
But I think vanilla is the best flavour.
Why?
Because it's delicious. And it's pure.
And it's recycling plastic water bottles.
And I'm very sustainable. And my dessert is always based on whether or not this is sustainable.
Let's move from sustainability to working from home or the office. And would you rather work from home or the office? That question will determine your employability in the future, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, this is a problem for a lot of workers. They want to know, A, do I have to go back into the office? But B, you know, if I do go back into the office, will I still have flexibility? So people have become quite used to working remotely. They also know that a lot of work can be done remotely. So to be told that you have to go into the office, for a lot of people, it turns off prospective employers. But interestingly, one of the biggest questions that will become part of a normal job interview will be, would you prefer to work from home or the office? And this is a question that's top of mind for candidates, but it also tells the employer a little bit about the individual as well. You know, you want to feel as an organisation that you are hiring people who do, A, want to work well within the company, but also are flexible. That means sometimes coming into the office. So actually how this arrangement between you two being based on the beginning of the relationship when you're being hired and how it will benefit both the individual and the company will affect how the job is applied to an individual.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I know someone, Alex, that works 3 days in the office and 2 days at home, and he just loves that idea. He's got the balance of home office, but there's a lot of people who just prefer to work full time at home. And the downside to that is, I guess, one of the downsides perhaps is the fact that the CBD becomes very, very hollow, and a lot of businesses are feeling that effect of not having an office worker in the actual city area.
Well, that's one problem. And then the other problem is, if you're in a new organisation, you haven't really had time to develop relationships and get involved in a culture. So some employers, for example, are requesting that a new employee actually spend the first month in the office or in the company's headquarters so that they can develop relationships and get, they can acclimatise to that culture before going fully remote.
That's if everyone else in the office is not working from home.
Well, yeah, and it has to be orchestrated, obviously.
Yeah, it would be. Alex, great to talk to you again. It's good to have me back. And good to be talking with you. Shooting the breeze, of course, every Tuesday after 8:30 from the bigsmoke.com.au. Alex Chellos, have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, and be healthy.